Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello there. This is Minister Tom Miracle, and I'd like to welcome you to the Zone. And I'm just going to be sharing scripture, you know, during this broadcast, and it will be in the Bible, of course. And it will be in the translation or version, the Message. I'm going to read Psalms 119, beginning with verse 1. And just want to share this chapter with you. This chapter has a lot of verses in it. I believe it's 176 or something, I believe. Take a look real quick. It's a very long chapter. It's really show 170. Well, it's around 170 something, I think. Anyhow, so let's get started. It says, "You're blessed when you stay on course, walking steadily on the road revealed by God. You're blessed when you follow His directions, doing your best to find Him." That's right. You don't go off on your own. You walk straight along the road He set. God described the right way to live. Now, you expect us to live it. Oh, that my steps might be steady, keeping in the course you set. Then I'd never have any regrets in comparing my life with your counsel. I thank you for speaking straight from your heart. I learn your pattern of your righteous ways. I'm going to do what you tell me to do. Don't ever walk off and leave me. How can a young person live a life, a clean life? By carefully reading the map of your word. I'm single-minded in pursuit of you. Don't let me miss the road signs you posted. I've banked your promises in the vault of my heart, so I won't send myself bankrupt. Be blessed, God. Train me in your ways of wise living. I'll transfer to my lips all the counsel that comes from your mouth. I delight far more in what you tell me about living than in gathering a pile of riches. I ponder every morsel of wisdom from you. I intently watch how you've done it. I relish everything you've told me of life. I won't forget a word of it. Be generous with me and I'll live a full life. Not for a minute will I take my eyes off your road. Open my eyes so I can see what you show me of your miracle wonders. I'm a stranger in these parts. Give me clear direction. My soul is starved and hungry, ravenous, insatiable for your nourishing command. And those who think they know so much, ignoring everything you tell them, let them have it. Don't let them mock and humiliate me. I've been careful to do just what you said. While had neighbors maliciously gossip about me. I'm absorbed in pondering your wise counsel. Yes, your sayings on life are what give me delight. I listen to them as to good neighbors. I'm feeling terrible. I couldn't feel worse. Get me on my feet again. You promised, remember? When I told my story, you responded. Train me well in your deep wisdom. Help me understand these things inside and out so I can ponder your miracle wonders. My sad life dilapidated, a falling down barn. Sorry about that. Burn. Fill me up again by your word. Barricade the road that goes nowhere. Grace with me your clear revelation. I choose the true road to somewhere. I post your road signs at every curb and corner. I grasp and cling to whatever you tell me. God, don't let me down. I'll run the course you lay out for me if you just show me how. God, teach me lessons for living as I can stay the course. Give me insight so I can do what you tell me. My whole life, one long obedient response. Guide me down the road of your commandments. I love traveling this freeway. Give me a bent for your words of wisdom and not for piling up loot. Divert my eyes from toys and trinkets. Invigorate me on the pilgrim way. Affirm your promises to me, promises made in all who fear you. Deflect the harsh words of my critics, for what you say is always so good. See how hungry I am for your counsel. Preserve my life through your righteous ways. Let your love, God, shape my life with salvation exactly as you promised. And I'll be able to stand up to mockery because I trusted your word. Don't ever deprive me of truth, not ever. Your commandments are what I depend on. Oh, I'll guard with my life what you revealed to me. Guard it now, guard it ever. And I'll stride freely through wide open spaces as I look for your truth and your wisdom. And I'll tell the world what I find. Speak out boldly in public, unembarrassed. I cherish your commandments. Oh, how I love them, refreshing every fragment of your counsel. Remember what you said to me, your servant. I hang on to these words for dear life. These words hold me up in bad times. Yes, your promises rejuvenate me. The insolent ridicule me without mercy, but I don't budge from your revelation. I watch for your ancient landmark words and know I'm on the right track. But when I see the wicked ignore your directions, I'm beside myself with anger. I set your instructions in music and sing them as I walk this pilgrim way. I meditate on your name all night, God, treasuring your revelation, O God. Still I walk through a rain of derision because I live by your word and counsel. Because you have satisfied me, O God, I promise to do everything you say. I beg you from the bottom of my heart, smile, be gracious to me just as you promised. When I took a long, careful look at your ways, I got my feet back on the trail you laid. I was up at once, didn't drag my feet, was quick to follow your orders. The wicked hemmed me in, there was no way out, but not for a minute did I forget your plan for me. I get up in the middle of the night to thank you. Your decisions are so right, so true. I can't wait till morning. I'm a friend and companion of all who fear you, of those committed to living by your rules. Your love, God, fills the earth. Train me to live by your counsel. Be good to your servant, God. Be as good as your word. Train me in good common sense. I've thoroughly committed to living your way. Before I learned to answer you, I wandered all over the place. But now I'm in step with your word. You are good and the source of good. Train me in your goodness. The godless spread lies about me, but I focus my attention on what you are saying. They're bland as a bucket of lard. While I dance to the tune of your revelation, my troubles turn out all for the best. They force me to learn from your textbook. Truth from your mouth means more to me than striking it rich in a gold mine. With your very own hands, you form me. Now breathe your wisdom over me so I can understand you. When they see me waiting, expecting your word, those who fear you will take heart and be glad. I can see now, God, that your decisions are right. Your testing has taught me what's true and right. Oh, love me, and right now, hold me tight, just the way you promised. Now comfort me so I can live, really live. Your revelation is the tune I dance to. Let the fast-talking tricksters be exposed as frauds. They tried to sell me a bill of goods, but I kept my mind fixed on your counsel. Let those who fear you turn to me, remnants of your wise guidance, and let me live whole and holy, soul and body, so I can always walk with my head held high. I'm homesick, longing for your salvation. I'm waiting for your word of hope. My eyes grow heavy, watching for some sign of promise. How long must I wait for your comfort? There's smoke in my eyes, they burn, and water, but I keep a steady gaze on the instructions you post. How long do I have to put up with all this? How long till you haul my tormentors into court? The arrogant and godless try to throw me off track, ignorant as they are of God and his ways. Everything you command is a sure thing, but they harass me with lies. Help. They push and push, they never let up, but I haven't relaxed my grip on your counsel. In your great love, revive me so I can alertly obey your every word. What you say goes, God, and stays as permanent as the heavens. Your truth never goes out of fashion. It's up to date as the earth when the sun comes up. Your word and your truth are dependable as ever. That's what you ordered. You set the earth going. If your revelations hadn't delighted me so, I would have given up when the hard times came. But I will never forget the advice you gave me. You saved my life with those wise words. Save me. I'm all yours. I look high and low for your words of wisdom. The wicked lie in ambush to destroy me. I'm only concerned with your plans for me. I see the limits to everything human, but the horizons can't contain your command. Oh, how I love all you've revealed. I reverently ponder it all the day long. Your commands give me an edge on my enemies. They never become obsolete, even become smarter than my teachers, since I've pondered and absorbed your counsel. I've become wiser than the wise old sages, simply by doing what you tell me. I watch my step, avoiding the ditches and ruts of evil, so I can spend all my time keeping your word. I never make detours from the route you laid out. You gave me such good directions. Your hand, your words are as choice, so tasty. I prefer them to the best home cooking with your instruction. I understand life. That's why I hate false propaganda. By your words, I can see where I'm going. They throw a beam of light on my dark path. I've committed myself, and I'll never turn back. I'm living by your righteous order. Everything's falling apart on me, gone. Put me together again with your word. Crush me with your finger, finest things, God. Teach me your holy rules. My life is as close as my own hands, but I don't forget what you have revealed. The wicked do their best to throw me off track, but I don't swerve an inch from your course. I inherit your book on living. It's mine forever. What a gift. And I'm happy it makes me. I concentrate on doing exactly what you say. I always have and always will. Well, my time's almost up. I didn't get to finish all of Psalms 119. I suggest you get a chance, read it all. It's really it's inspiring. All the Word of God is inspiring. So, like I said, get a chance to read Psalms 119. I just want to say thank you for listening. God bless, and have a great day, a great evening, or a great morning. I'll see you on the next broadcast, or I will say, you'll hear me on the next broadcast. God bless. Bye.